I didn't know if it was going to work. All right. So this is Carlos Resti. Carlos, so we're looking at April being Child Abuse Awareness Month.
Correct.
Okay. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, we're doing a lot of different things. We're trying to bring awareness, of course, that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And although we'd like for people to be aware year-round, we make it a special month, and we do different things throughout the month, not only in San Antonio but across the state. So on the 2nd of April, we're going to have on the Senate floor a resolution acknowledging Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're going to ask all the legislators to wear a blue ribbon. We're going to have several things in San Antonio as well. Any Baby Can is going to have an annual walk. We're going to have Kids Day in the Park on April the 20th. So just a lot of different things throughout the city and the state of Texas to bring awareness to what we're doing.
Are there lots of kids that are affiliated now with Any Baby Can that are actually victims of child abuse, and that's why they're medically fragile?
Well, I would imagine so. I mean, unfortunately, there's a number of them, that have been abused at early ages. I mean, 3 weeks old, 3 months old.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sad about that because, I thought that when I did a story on them like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I thought, what a wonderful thing, that they take children that are born this way. But you're saying that that's not really all the whole story.
Well, sure. No, of course not, unfortunately. I mean, there are a number of children that are that they take in that have been abused and I could tell you stories that would make every listener cry, and it still, makes me cry because it boggles the mind how someone could be so mean and ugly and evil to, harmless, beautiful little babies. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I have two grandsons. One's 4 and a half, and one's a year and a half, and I know I'm way too young to be a grandpa.
No kidding.
But, I'm their popo, is what they call me, and one of them pinched their little finger on the drawer. You know how they like to slam the little drawers, and mm-hmm. he cried, and I started to cry, and I can't imagine anything happening to them, much less what we hear about happening to these other babies by people that are supposed to love them and care for them, and it just breaks your heart.
It does. One time, I had to take my child to work with me, and I was covering commissioner's court. And he sat there, he was like 5 or 6, and he sat in the chair and put his hand beside him and rocked back and forth in the little seat that folds up and got his finger pinched in there. And he shrieked.
Oh, yeah.
In the commissioner's court, I was so embarrassed. He was okay and everything, but, yeah. It was like it didn't hurt him that badly.
But you want to run him to the emergency room.
You do, yeah.
And the other thing we're having, by the way, is Monday, where Child Safe is having a press conference at 10 o'clock, again, to bring awareness to, what we're doing for the month. And there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of blue pinwheels outside of Child Safe, letting people know, one, that it's Child Abuse Prevention Month, but also to make an awareness of the number of victims in Bexar County, which, sadly, last year we had 6,205 confirmed cases of child abuse just in Bexar County.
Some of those died, too.
Unfortunately, in Bexar County, we had 20 kids die last year. Child abuse and neglect. Now, remember, these are confirmed cases.
Mm-hmm.
So think about all those cases that aren't confirmed. They just couldn't quite put their finger on it and prove that these kids have been abused and neglected.
Mm-hmm.
So these are confirmed cases of abuse and neglect. Think about the hundreds and the thousands of kids that we haven't confirmed. They've been victims of abuse or neglect.
Carlos has you probably know from being an attorney. I don't know if you're a criminal or civil attorney.
Which, I do both.
You do both? Have you seen the rate of child abuse or child death go down since they made it a capital crime to kill a child under the age of, I think, 5?
Well, of course, I don't handle any of those cases. I just refuse to take those cases.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, no. I mean, the number of children that have been killed... hasn't really gone down. Now, it's gone down a little bit, but we're talking about maybe 5-7%.
Over what period of time?
In 1 year.
5-7% in a year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a rough, you know, estimate, but I'm not going to say that's because we've increased the punishment, though.
Well, the punishment was increased like 20 years ago.
I can't go back that far then.
Right.
What the number was.
Okay, and so Child Safe is 10 o'clock Monday. You're going to be there?
Yes, I will be there.
And what is Child Safe?
Child Safe is where it's off of Highway 90. It used to be it had another name, and I can't think of it right now, but it's where they take children that have been sexually assaulted, and they conduct the interview for the children there, and they take them into a special room, and there's one interview done, and it has one of those, feed-through mirrors, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, the child doesn't have to be interviewed 3 or 4 or 5 different times. So on the other side of the room, you'll have maybe the caseworker, the CPS caseworker. You'll have the district attorney's office, and you know, some other advocates as well, listening in while usually it's the detective conducts the interview.
Okay.
And that way, again, the child doesn't have to go through several interviews. And they're all stationed there at Child Safe. So you have a caseworker, you have the case CPS there, you have SAPD there. Different advocates all stationed within that same building.
Okay. What would you like to see? What would make you feel that child awareness had a success or was a successful program?
Well, you know, it I think it cuts both ways because, on the one hand, the number of confirmed cases has increased in Bexar County. And you could argue, well, that's because we're bringing more awareness to this issue. And so more people are, you know, reporting it. More people are engaged and are acknowledging that, yes, it does happen in my neighborhood, regardless of where I live, and are reporting it. And therefore, the number of cases has gone up. On the other hand, nonetheless, the number of cases has gone up. And but again, we have to continue to make people aware of it. But what would make me happy is if they got involved. I went to the St. PJ's Gala this last Saturday, and there was over 650 people there. It was wonderful, a wonderful event of new people, new faces, people getting involved, contributing, volunteering, and that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see come out of Child Abuse Prevention Month this April, is people not only get mad or get sad when they hear these stories, but they get involved. And if we accomplish that, then we're going to start to see a difference in these numbers and start to see these numbers decrease.
Great way to end the interview. Okay, Carlos, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, if you need any facts and all that, we have all that we can send to you. Just tell Mark and we'll forward it to you.
Okay, I will do. And I guess we'll just see you Monday at 10.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.